name, please?
Leon Modesti.
And your occupation and position?
I am the director of the General Convention Special Program of the National Office of the Episcopal Church.
Mr. Modesti, is integration a real possibility for the black man in these United States?
My viewpoint is that the answer to that is emphatically not. That in this day in history, and especially here in America, integration just is not possible, not only for the black man, but the white man, because there's grave questions whether the white man really wants integration. And you can not possibly have it when there's the inequities that exist between the two races.
Welcome to Viewpoint, Mr. Leon Modesti. Why is integration a thing of the past?
Integration, rather than a thing of the past, is really a thing of the future, and a good 50 years or more before we'll hope to see, you know, integration as we talk here, thinking in terms of a peer level, because this is the only way you can have integration. And as long as our society continues to have the caste system that exists here on racial grounds here in America, you can't have integration. And racism, which is so ingrained in the American fabric, really puts it several generations away, unless, you know, America really takes stock of itself and intends to do something about it. And this is the only salvation.
Well, now, what kind of practical steps can we take and are you taking?
Well, one of the basic goals of the General Convention Special Program has to do with the whole concept of self-determination, that an individual or a group or a community must of their own devise whatever solutions they feel that they have regarding their plight, and to have the control and the power to implement these solutions. And this is what we feel is different from our program as compared to the federal program, where people will be given and have the power to implement their own programs with a minimum amount of strings attached.
And how are you going about it?
Well, in the General Convention Special Program, we have a list of criteria. We have a network of consultants so that when an organization calls in or writes in to us about a particular program that they wish to have funded, we have someone sit down with them, discuss what it is that they really are attempting to do, whether or not they have the expertise available to help them pull the thing off, or whether they need additional supportive help, and we try to obtain this for them, to begin to implement their program. This is not a giveaway, and unfortunately, so many people have said this, that the Episcopal Church has given money away. Well, the truth of the matter is we're not, that there's an intensive screening process that takes place, so much so that we've had a couple of communities say, well, we'd rather have that consultant come back who's helping us generate some local resources that we hadn't thought through about, rather than send us money, so that we're definitely getting away from this whole idea that the Episcopal Church is just handing out money helter-skelter, because this is not the case.
What's been the reaction of the Episcopalians to your program, these people who are furnishing the money?
Well, it's been mixed, and I guess rightly so. We were moving off into an avenue that so many people just didn't know and were fearful about. And, you know, should the church really be involved in this? Aren't you splitting? This is a question that came to me when I was in Kentucky. Isn't this program really splitting the church? And I say no. I say that it's strengthening the church, if anything else.
Mr. Modesti, looking ahead into the perhaps rather distant future, what do you see as the practical goal that we may attain if a program such as you're heading is followed through?
Yeah, well, what I know Bishop Hines had in mind, because we talked about this. One, we saw, you know, it's just pittance, the $9 million for 3 years. But symbolically, we felt that the church was saying something. We felt that the Episcopal Church could not possibly do it alone, but hopefully other churches will begin coming on board, because this is essential. No one organization or one sector can do this job alone. It's just too big. So hopefully other denominations will begin moving this way, that the powers that be will be influenced by the church as the church gets itself together to be responsive to people's needs. because unless this is done, unless the poor and the powerless and the blacks are heard, there will be a civil war, and it will be black against white.